Kerry, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Hello, happy hump day.
Yes, to you too.
Oh, thank you.
So I did want to start. You are a contributor to a collection of essays that's come out. It's called Me Too, Stories from the Australian Movement. I think, as with basically everything in Australia, we're very familiar with the American movement, but perhaps a bit less familiar with the Australian version. Do they differ at all?
Yeah, I think what this book offers is a really good cross-section of intersectional voices, and I think that's so important to be represented because, you know, there isn't just one experience of Me Too, I think here or in the United States. In the United States, it seems to be really about very high-profile cases and very powerful men taking advantage of women. Here, when you read the anthology, it's just a lot more very personal stories, women of colour, there's a trans man in there, there's sort of my quite, ordinary experience of being a minor voice on the internet and being inundated with very particular kinds of messages from men. So I've written about my experience online, being a female writer in Australia, and there are women who've experienced domestic violence. So it feels to me that the Australian book is much more personal stories rather than the bigger stories about celebrities and powerful men. It's an amazing read. I highly recommend it.
I did wonder as well when you mentioned sort of, you know, being online and being a voice online. Something that did cross my mind as I was doing some reading was, I wonder how many times she's had #NotAllMen tweeted at her.
Oh my God. I mean, this is the amazing thing. And what I wrote about in my essay for this anthology is the predictable messages that I get from men over and over and over again. And so one of the messages that I get, and it comes to me in all forms, so I get the #NotAllMen, I get DMs, I get private messages on Instagram, I get a lot of emails, not all men. So every time I write about anything to do with men's bad behavior, whether it's in the online world, whether it's in the dating world, I get men reminding me, #NotAllMen, and also women do bad things too. And I think it's really unhelpful because I don't think anybody in the Me Too movement or any woman or feminist is saying that all men are bad. And I think that's just this real misconception out there that if you're a feminist, you hate men, or if you're in the Me Too movement, you know, if you're part of the Me Too movement, then you think all men are trash. Not at all. It's about calling out very particular kinds of bad behavior. We know that there are good men. Of course there are good men. And what we need those good men to do is not to put up their hands and say, it's not me, not all men, some men are good. To actually listen and help to understand the structural and systemic inequalities that are causing these problems and to work out with us how to address it. And maybe one thing that the good men can do instead of putting up their hand and saying, not me, I'm a great guy, is to actually call out bad behavior when they see it and to be an ally. So I think that's much more useful than just, you know, going on about how not all men. We know not all men.
And it's so easy as well, I imagine, in online spaces, because it's literally just 10 clicks of a button, hit send, and you can just forget about it.
Yeah, 100%. And one of the things about the online world is we are all so accessible. So back when I started writing, even, you know, when I started first writing articles about, for newspapers about 16, 18 years ago, I would write something and the only feedback I would get is if someone wrote a letter to the editor. And now I write something and, you know, half my time is spent writing. The other half of my time is spent reading all the comments and replying to all the messages. And, you know, I'm so accessible and any writer online is so accessible. But the thing is, we women online get very different kinds of communication than the men do. So if a man writes something, you find, if a male columnist or a journalist writes something that someone doesn't like, you find that they get a lot of mail about the idea. So it's like, no, I disagree with you. You're wrong. This is, you know, not right at all. I feel this. You're saying that. When women write something online that someone disagrees with, we're actually attacked personally. So I've had messages calling me, I mean, it's insane. Like when I've written something that's unrelated to dating, to sex, to anything, I might write something about politics or write something about some kind of controversy, and I'll be called a slut or a whore for expressing an opinion that someone doesn't like. So it becomes really gendered and really, really personal really quickly. So it's just a very different way of attacking women. I think it's all about trying to keep us quiet and make sure that we don't talk because we're too afraid of getting attacked.
How dare you have opinions, Kerry, honestly.
I know. Nothing will keep me down.
I'm glad to hear it. You're on a panel in a conversation as well coming up a little bit later on this week for the Jewish Writers Festival, discussing the perils of the online world. You sort of touched on it there, speaking about being a woman online. I think the stereotype as well is when you think of, I suppose, in quotes, vulnerable people online, people tend to think of young people as well. But are there really particular groups that are, well, I suppose, facing more peril online than others?
I think any, as you say, any woman with an opinion, you know, it's in, and it's, again, don't get me wrong, hashtag not all men, you know, but there is a big backlash against strong women expressing opinions online. And for example, a few years ago, I wrote some pieces about violence against women online. I also wrote this piece, which was to me just a throwaway story about a man who cut me off in traffic. And when I called him out for it, he called me slut. And this was a younger man in traffic. I mean, again, it's a sexual slur which has nothing to do with sex. And a group of men's rights activists in the United States saw the article, didn't like it, and started this campaign against me. And in the end, they wrote an article entitled, it's very funny, you can search it, you know, it's called Is Kerry Sackville a Slut? It's like, really? I mean, I'm spending my time looking after three kids and, you know, cleaning the house and occasionally writing articles as if I had time to go and be a slut. But the point is that it's a very organized movement to try to suppress women's voices. And a lot of quite prominent women in the media have had campaigns against them. It can become very personal, can become a bit scary. You know, they threatened me with doxing at one point, which is where you release personal details, to the public. So things like, you know, where your kids go to school or your children's names or address or whatever. It didn't happen, but you've got to be really tough, you know, and you've got to have support systems, and you've got to feel, you know, quite strong in yourself to deal with it. And a lot of women don't. And even talking to some of the women who are appearing at the Writers Festival with me about various feminist issues and about the Me Too movement, a lot of women, and particularly writers and journalists, are really tired because we get attacked so much and we get so much, feedback. And so we're exhausted before we've even begun. So it takes a lot of resilience to deal with everything that comes back to you. So the good thing about the online world is that you do get some wonderful positive feedback straight away. I can write an article and immediately I'll be inundated with wonderful comments and messages and, oh, this is my life and, oh, I love this column and, oh, you made me laugh. But you also get the negative feedback as well. And you have to be tough to be able to deal with it. It's exhausting.
Well, Kerry, we'll have to leave it there, but really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now we'll both go back to hump day and maybe a few more coffees and
just a few. Yeah. We'll stick with a few. That's what we'll tell ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks,
Kerry. Counting down to gin time. See you later, too.